This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. If you're tuning in, say salam where you're from. Five people, salam where you're from, and then we'll begin. Salam where you're from, and then we begin. Today is a special day because I have a tripod like the first time in like 50 years. So I don't have to hold it with my hands. Assalamu alaikum, Sabina Perviz from the UK. That was fast. Hey, Facebook's working faster today, mashallah. Zira in London, wa alaikum assalam. Berivin in Denmark, wa alaikum assalam. Sultana in Arizona, wa alaikum assalam. Mele in France, and Arif. Mashallah, Arif, you're tuning in multiple times, wasting time on Facebook. Fartoon in Minnesota, alaikum assalam. Abu Abdullah, alaikum assalam. Amanda in Guyana, nice. Inshallah, you know, I'd like to go to those places one day, inshallah. Guyana. I was gonna say Caribbean, but I don't know anything about those areas. Amani, alaikum assalam, Amani. Saida and Charlotte. Solmaz, alaikum assalam. Samir, Ashraf Ali, alaikum assalam. Alright, let's get started. Don't you love this view, mashallah? This place that I'm staying at, it's like open concept. So this place that I'm staying, if you're in the living room, there's no wall that blocks you from the outdoors. So you can see the rain. I'm under a roof here. You can see the rain behind me in the swimming pool. It's very nice. This is beautiful Indonesia. Alright. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa mawala amma ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today the short reminder is going to be about your own personal leadership story. Your own personal leadership story. So yesterday I was reading a book about leadership. And sometimes because people are afraid of the accountability or responsibility, they tend to think that leadership is something that somebody else has to do. And they get to criticize or they get to complain because they're not going to accept it because they don't want to be, you know, tested by Allah. They kind of like left it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you think about it in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's a dua that Allah azza wa jal puts on our tongues and teaches us to say. Allah azza wa jal teaches us, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا, and make us imams for the believers. This is a dua that every Muslim actually should make. It's Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, about Ibadur Rahman, the servants of Ar-Rahman, that their dua is رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنْ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. So we're making dua for to make the coolness of our eyes, our spouses, and our children, and make us imams, leaders, for the believers. So when somebody says that they want to avoid leadership or they want to avoid accountability or responsibility, what you see is that the believer should have the opposite attitude. And I was thinking just yesterday, I go, what if every Muslim was the imam for the believers? Like everybody you saw in the community was a shining example of leadership for somebody else. Somebody's a leadership in one thing, somebody's a leadership in the other. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. And so it's not something that a believer runs away from. In fact, it's something that a believer runs towards and takes accountability. Now, let me tell you a hadith that you all know. That you all know, but maybe, you know, just kind of like open your eyes to this hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ala kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun 'an ra'iyatihi." Indeed, every one of you is a shepherd. Shepherd meaning a leader of sheep. "Ala kullukum ra'in wa kullukum mas'ulun 'an ra'iyatihi." And every one of you is responsible for their flock. So not only is it that you're a leader, but your flock is your responsibility. So it's not just a hypothetical leadership that we're talking about. Every single person is a leader. And that includes, you know, the mother who's at home with her children. She is the leader of her flock, whether that's her children or her household. And the husband will be a leader, and the this person is a leader, that person. If you look in your life, there are people that you're responsible for. Even if you think, if us living in the West, if we're the people that are around us, we're leaders in being examples of believers for other people, showing good examples. أَلَا كُلُّكُمْ رَعِنْ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْئُولٌ عَنْ رَعِيَتِهِ. So in your own life, I wish that the message that you take away from this is that it's not about you having a choice of should I embrace my life's leadership story or not. You don't have a choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hold you accountable for it. And so make your leadership story something that you grab by the horns and you develop, inshallah ta'ala. Jazakallah khairan. That is our reminder for today. For those of you who haven't seen, I have a new seminar kicked off. We just opened it. It's called Visionaire 2030. Visionaire 2030. It's the decade edition. Inshallah ta'ala, check it out. I won't talk too much about it. If somebody has some questions, welcome. Who's got a question? This is my right hand. In case the picture is flipped and you think it's my left hand. Should I drink with my left hand just so you think it's my right hand? No. Who cares what you think? Amani says, "When are you coming to Baton Rouge?" That was that was a left field shot. Baton Rouge. I don't know. Maybe in 2021 or something like that, inshallah. Taiba, thank you, Taiba, for your kind words. Sabina says, "Love the videos from Visionaire 2030. In Visionaire 2030, the challenge and, you know, the task at hand is, how do you design dream du'as for a decade? So when we do Ramadan Visionaire and we're designing dream du'as in Ramadan, in this decade edition, I would like to lead myself and lead others on how to design dream du'as for 10 years. Asma says, the question, how do we inspire our younger generation? That's really general, but let's try to make it specific. Zoom in or zoom out? If you, okay, how do we inspire our younger generation? That's obviously a very zoomed out type of question. Let's zoom in. I would like to say that when you inspire yourself and you take care of yourself, you have more to give. So sometimes your own leadership journey and taking care of yourself, like let's suppose somebody comes to me and they're in a really bad shape in their life and whatnot, and they want to inspire the younger generation, but they themselves aren't, they don't look inspired. And so how do you inspire somebody when you yourself are not inspired? And so what I said to them, the one thing that is in your hands that you have available is to take care of yourself. Self-care, I see that a lot on Instagram and stuff like that. This is going to be the year of self-care. And I'm like, you go, girl. You get yourself some self-care. Ahlan wa sahlan. Because in fact, you will be able to inspire others when you take care and inspire yourself. Allah Adam. Fatima bin Khaira says, are you coming to Ilmfest 2020? Nobody invited me to Ilmfest 2020. Tell them, hey, you should invite me. They didn't even tell me where it's going to be. Yazid says, Abdurrahman and Fatima say, Assalamu alaikum. So I say to Abdurrahman and Fatima, Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And Amani says, love your videos. Thank you, Amani. All right, we're done. Thank you for tuning in, inshallah ta'ala. Maybe I'll get to some other really beautiful places in Indonesia. I'm in beautiful Indonesia right now. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. I love Indonesia. And I don't come very often. But yeah, tune in for those. So if you see me go live, I might later on in the day be in some really nice places. MashaAllah. All right. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.